Let's have another question from Dave, Dave Zobel, who's with us. Dave, do you want to tell us about quantum entanglement? Because I've got this one here from Will, who says, in quantum entanglement, how exactly are objects linked together? What's the force or the energy that's connecting them?
Quantum entanglement, which Albert Einstein referred to as spooky action at a distance, or he actually used the German word for it, is this concept that we really can't tell why it happens. We can say what happens. It's a bit like some of the other things we've spoken about on this show already. If you have two particles that are created at the same instant by the same process, which can happen quite frequently, they can have certain properties that are identical but opposite. One of them is a property called spin, which has nothing to do with what we think of when we say the word spin, and that's why we call it spin. If those two particles are moved very far apart, but no one has measured their spin, then it's not just that they have spin that is unknown. They don't yet have any meaningful spin. It's not that they have spin zero. They just have no spin that we can speak of. If you then measure the spin of one of the particles, you will find that whatever it is, when you measure the spin of the other particle, it's the exact opposite. It's as if the two particles had spoken to each other and said, okay, he's about to measure me. I'm going to have spin plus one. You have spin minus one, right? Right. But in fact, that they can't communicate that way. And so we don't really know what's happening. And that, I think, is why Einstein used the German word for spooky.
And I think Niels Bohr said, if you're not baffled by quantum mechanics, then you just didn't understand it.